absolute heartbreaking defeat there.
Yeah, absolutely good to know. What can you say? They left everything out there. Everything we asked of them, they just gave 110%. They left every ounce themselves out there. Thought we did enough to just scrape over the line, and when they got back, they went ahead. We went back ahead again. Thought that was it. We'll surely hold on now. If they needed, they needed a goal. Time was up. I didn't think he scored out there. I thought I just blocked this. Now the game's over. But I don't know how he managed to get in. It's just heartbreaking stuff now.
And you mentioned it was a heroic performance all over the field, from 1 to 15 in the subs you were on. They were absolutely brilliant out there.
Yeah, look, top guys. You couldn't, everything they've done for the club in the last 10, 12 years, you can't ask any more. They've left everything. Everything's gone into their hurling career. They're trying to be successful, so just heartbreaking over it all.
Obviously heartbreaking, as you said, but David, I suppose, is outstanding in centre half back, Conor Cooney as well. These lads have led it from all year, and they were again obviously two of your star players today.
Yeah, sure, like they're top guys, top performers every day. You're always going to get 110% from them. They leave everything out there, and everyone in the panel, it's gut wrenching for everyone, from the backroom team, doing the club and supporters, probably gut wrenching there. That's sport.
Some of the decisions, David, or Kenneth, the penalty, we were looking at our vantage point. Yeah. We thought it was very, very harsh. Even at the interior, after they got the goal from TJ, David Sherry looked to be fouled as well. Could have been a free out as well, and a possible scoring chance.
Yeah, it was a free, but that's the rule of the green you have to get, and we didn't get it. I didn't see the penalty was far away, so it can look probably a free from my end, but yeah, he probably dived into it, alright, but anytime you go running out of man into contact, you're probably going to get the free, so that's the, we were probably got frees and doing that as well, so it's just, obviously it's a crucial one in the square, so yes, it's hard to describe the feeling, it's really disappointing.
And of course, obviously, starting with the likes of, without Shane Cooney and Damien McGlynn as well, huge losses to your team.
Yeah, massive losses. Like the boys, everyone stood up today, that came in, and we knew that they character and they were able to hurl as well, but yeah, sure, they're massively disappointed as well, like they want to be there. Hard to describe the feeling now, just can't believe we lost that game, really.
I suppose the goal that won it, obviously, from TJ Reid, a brilliant shot, obviously, you can't take that away from him. It was a wonderful goal.
Yeah, I don't know how we got into his bodies everywhere, like how it didn't hit someone, but that's TJ Reid, he does it every day, he performed well, and he's causing trouble for some play, and the boys kind of held him up a little bit there at times, which is good. You're not going to hold him all day, so I think we did enough overall to try and quell him, but that's the type of player, he's just, any chance he'll stick it.
Finally, obviously Thomas has come out of Galway in the past, and I know you've been disappointed with your performances maybe when you've come out in the past, but today you couldn't be anyway but really proud of that team.
Yeah, I think we spoke about it. We had a point to prove in an All-Ireland series that everyone probably was looking back at 2019, and that we weren't happy with the true reflection of that. So again, we left no stone unturned. Obviously, just got out of go, and full concentration was on this game then, and the guys were fully gave everything they had to try and get a win, and just massive disappointment for them now. And we thought we were over the line, but it's gut wrenching really.